Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, I bring all those people in this church before you that are going through serious tribulation in their lives. Lord, it is a time of stress. It's a time of pressure. Lord, may we know that you are always near. May we have your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, may we know that we can look to your word and know that it's truth. That Jesus is coming, that we'll enter into a time of peace and joy and happiness and gladness. During this time, Lord, let us look up and know that our redemption draws nigh. And know, Lord, that nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing can keep us from you. May we know your presence, Lord. May we know you. May we have the peace that eternal life is ours. And this morning as we read your word, Lord, may it light our path and give us the boldness to witness to others. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we continue with our study in Revelation. And this week we're going to be looking at the millennium. Last week we looked at the marriage supper of the Lamb that takes place in heaven, I believe, the evening just before the great and terrible day of the Lord, the battle of Armageddon, which we looked at for the most part of last week. This is a day of judgment symbolized by a wine press or a harvest day of the threshing because the harvest is ripe. It's a day also symbolized as the supper of the great God, the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the field, the invited guests who are going to eat the flesh of great men. It's a sacrifice. It's a time of judgment, a time of great wrath. And Jesus is seen in the word as stamping the grapes in fury so that the blood of men as grapes stains his garments. And this blood that comes from the destruction of the multitude flows like a river for nearly 300 kilometers up to the horses' bridles. Evil is judged. Israel is restored. And Ezekiel tells us it will take 7 years to clean up and 7 months to bury the dead. The Antichrist and the false prophet will be destroyed by Christ at his coming, and both will be cast into a lake of fire.